broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, it's going to be another hot one. We got to play really early this morning, so as soon as I'm off the air, I'm on my way to Maui, I wish. Okay, we're going to have cloudy skies, a lot of rain, some possible thunderstorms on Kauai. So, you know, when you hear the rumble, you know what you do. You grab your clubs and you get outside, inside, get away from everything, make yourself safe. But for the most part, it's going to be cloudy, some rain possibly, sunny conditions for the most part. High today, 93 degrees. That's on Oahu because the winds are going to be variable, 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Kauai, southerly winds, 5 to 15. On the Big Island, variable winds 5 to 15. Just remember, there is a cold front coming. There's a cold front coming. I keep telling myself that as I sit melting. If you'd like to play a round of golf today, Makalei has a 932. Poipu has a 930. Remember that thunder thing. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 840, a 922. See all these nice early morning ones. There's a 830 at Bayview, a 936 at Bayview, a 1042. Kahili has an 850 and Maui Nui has a 1030. All right. Have a really good time. Remember, put the sunscreen on. Even if it's cloudy, it comes through and it's going to get you. We're going to get you wanting to go to Las Vegas, like we don't already all go to Las Vegas. It is, after all, the ninth island. We're going to go inside Shadow Creek. Okay, vicariously. But we've got Brian Hulbert, founding editor of GolfLasVegasNow.com and LasVegasGolfInsider.com. Also, Alex Urban's going to join us. David Wood, round the world in 80 rounds. Do you get the idea? We're taking trips today. Samantha Marks, content and marketing manager. And Ron Syrak joins us, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA.com contributor, and PGA of America Lifetime in Journalism Award recipient. We'll be back after this. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Thank you, and we're going to bring in Brian Hulbert, founding editor, GolfLasVegasNow.com, Golf Las Vegas Golf Insider. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Okay, so the PGA Tour is playing the CJ Cup, not in Asia, but here in the United States, the second event on the PGA Tour in Vegas, but this is at Shadow Creek. And my goodness, how many times have we heard the stories about when they built, Steve Wynn built, on a, it was like a vision he had for his own private club, 350 acres, 7,200, a little bit more than that. In the beginning, it was refurbished. But let's go with Steve Wynn's vision. Late 1980s, create Shadow Creek. It opened up. Tom Fazio designed it. Only MGM international guests, the resort's international guests, may play there. The rate, is it still $600?
It is now $750.
$700
experience.
Is it worth it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you say.
It's tough to say a round of golf is worth $750, but, you know, Shadow Creek, it's special out there. The golf course is wonderful. Just the whole experience is pretty amazing. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to play it a few times, and it's just a special day whenever you can get out there.
Wow. All right. Now, with the PGA Tour on site, it must have been very COVID-19 bubble protected. How did you get in?
Well, to tell you the truth, I am heading out there for the first time right after this phone call. I was out there and talked to the general manager via phone last week, who's a good friend of mine, and have logged into the press conferences, as most of them are done these days virtually with COVID-19. But I do know it, the PGA Tour has done a very good job with the bubble, and I know Shadow Creek and MGM have done amazing things out there to keep everybody safe. No fans, unfortunately, so it's limited to just a few players, a few of their family and or coaches, and then some volunteers and the Shadow Creek staff, and that's pretty much it. But it was a challenge to get credentialed, but fortunately I was, so I'll be heading out there, like I said, right after this phone call.
Brian, is that Monty Montgomery, the general manager, director of golf?
That is correct. He just a great guy. His son Taylor's currently top 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour. They both played at UNLV here, college golf. Monty was really one of the first big recruits that Coach Dwayne Knight brought in and kind of put UNLV on the map. And Shadow Creek, for a time, was the home of UNLV golf. They still get a lot of access out there. Their now official home is Southern Highlands Golf Club, which is another great course here in Las Vegas. But the guys play quite a bit still out at Shadow Creek, and also the women's team.
That's fantastic. So Shadow Creek gives the college players the opportunity to play on the course.
Absolutely. And, it's one of the top one or two recruiting stops for Dwayne Knight and his staff to bring potential recruits out to Shadow Creek. And it's pretty tough to say no when you're sitting at Shadow Creek. He's had a lot of success with some great players that have come there, Charlie Hoffman, Adam Scott, Chris Riley, the goes on with some Tiger Woods, who he took out to Shadow Creek. Shadow Creek, he thought he had Tiger Woods, but he ended up going to Stanford for different reasons. But his dad, Earl, when he was alive, was quoted as saying, you know, we might have made a mistake in not going to UNLV. So that's pretty high praise for the course and the program.
That is. Oh, my goodness. But doesn't Tiger Woods practice there a lot?
I know he plays it quite a bit. I don't know how much he goes out there just to practice. He holds his Tiger Jam fundraiser event out there in most years. Was not held this year due to COVID. But, you know, that's a perk to being a part of Tiger Jam. They have their event out there. For a time, he shared the course record of 60 with Fred Couples. That was before the redesign. Now the course record is actually 62. I don't think anybody shot 62 this week, but it's held by Taylor Montgomery, Monty's son.
Wow.
And another good Rebel player as well. So, but, you know, they had the match out there between Tiger and Phil and a couple years ago for $9 million when Phil beat Tiger. So some great moments out at Shadow Creek for sure. And now having an official PGA Tour event, I think, is really putting a spotlight on the course, and it's just looking fantastic on television.
It does. Now let's go straight into that. All right, when I've watched, and I'm sure a lot of people have watched Augusta National, when the Masters is played coming up in just 26 days at Augusta National, you see it. Then when you go to Augusta National, you go there and you go, my goodness, it doesn't look anything like this. Look at this steep hill up. It television flattens things. And I understand that Shadow Creek was built much like Augusta National is naturally a bowl, and of course there's not much natural about something as green as Shadow Creek in the desert. Tons and tons of dirt, hundreds and hundreds of trees brought in to make this fantastic water. I just watched, I think it was a white, large, swan-like creature just kind of womp-bomp-bomp-bomp-bomp rock across as the professionals are playing. And I think one of the commentators said that he owns this place. I was commenting on the creature walking across. It was absolutely spectacular seeing that. But I imagine when you see it on television, it doesn't look as hard as it actually plays. Is that correct?
I would say that in general, that is correct. I've never been to Augusta, unfortunately. That's on my bucket list. But I've heard that there's a lot of elevation and different things like that. There's I'm sure not nearly as much elevation at Shadow Creek. There's a few holes that play up or down a little bit, but not a whole lot. But it kind of depends where the pins are and different things like that, and they've lengthened the course. I think it can stretch to about 7,600 yards now, and a lot of it depends on which tees you're on. But, you know, I've been very surprised this week at how many of the players have directly compared Shadow Creek to Augusta, especially the greens, and how it's preparing them to play the Masters. But even Justin Thomas said, this is the best manicured course I've ever played.
Yeah.
And that's pretty strong words. Maybe it was a little bit hyperbole, not counting Augusta, but, you know, he said it and was quoted. But, you know, just how, like I said, how many players have used Shadow Creek and Augusta in the same sentence has been pretty amazing.
Well, when I was at Augusta, I dropped down on my knees and I looked at the grass because it was so...
Right.
I'm not just talking about the greens. I'm talking about the fairways and this mix. That they won't tell you what the mix is because it's, you know, it's a secret what kind of seeds they mix together to create this grass that can take just about any amount of people trampling upon it. And when I looked at Shadow Creek on television, I went, look at that grass. I mean, that's magnificent. And the greens,
fairways are putting greens.
Yes, it's just magnificent. It's beautiful. Gorgeous condition. The wind has also played quite a role in the rounds of golf in the past couple of days. And it like the bowl at Augusta, that I understand, at least from what they said on television, that that does play a role. The wind can be subtle.
Well, I would say probably 17, if you've watched it, the par 3, that does play down the hill to a pretty small green, and it's really protected, as is most of the course, by thick trees. And I've been told by PGA Tour players that it can have similar wind trickery that happens at Augusta. So that's very difficult, even though I think they're, I was watching yesterday, I think a lot of the guys were hitting wedge. It's still a very difficult shot. Bunkers in back, some water, trees left and right and all over. But definitely it can trick you with the wind, because when you're on the tee, you might not feel it, but up above the trees, it can be blowing. For Vegas standards, I would say wind has been fairly mild, and it seems pretty mild here today so far. So I don't know what the weekend holds, but definitely wind can be a factor. Whether it's this week or last week at the Shriners, it can really be an equalizer.
Yeah, we just saw the wind kind of blowing up in the trees. So if you hit it up, expecting it to be the way it is, ground level, catches that wind in those trees, and there you go. It's just really wonderful watching this, but I don't imagine they had to do a lot to prepare for the PGA Tour, or did they?
I think the course is pretty much, for beauty and condition, it's about the way it is. I do think they probably increased the green speeds a little bit. I know in talking to Monty when the match was there a couple years ago, he had a lot of say-so and course setup and pin and all that. But, you know, with the PGA Tour, they have their committee and their people doing most of that course setup. And they, you know, they got some input from Monty and his team. But the PGA Tour really took over and decided, you know, where the pins would be and tees and different things like that. The basis, if you go out to Shadow Creek, it's going to be in the condition pretty much that you're seeing it on TV for sure.
So Brian Hulbert is founding editor, GolfLasVegasNow.com, LasVegasGolfInsider.com. He's author, content creator, consultant, Las Vegas Country Club Chronicle of an Icon is one of his books, and he co-authored City of Champions, The History of Golf in Las Vegas. Of course, you know that we love Las Vegas. Hawaii just comes to Vegas maybe 2-3 times a year. If we want to play Shadow Creek, where do we have to stay?
You have to stay at an MGM Resorts property, but there's plenty to choose from. You know, MGM, of course, Bellagio, Mirage, the Park MGM, which is a new one. It's now smokeless, which is kind of interesting, kind of nice change for a strip property to go smokeless. So there are plenty of MGM resort properties to choose from.
I understand the president of the United States or heads of state from, let's say, Canada are not allowed to play the course unless they play at an MGM property or stay, rather.
There are some legendary stories that people of note that wanted to play Shadow Creek were asked, you know, where are you staying? And they were staying at a competitor's property and weren't allowed to play Shadow Creek. I can't say I have officially confirmed those stories, but there are definitely some legends. But you know, there's four presidents that have lockers out at Shadow Creek. The late George H.W. Bush, his son George W., Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And they're just not there as a monument, so to speak. These guys have been out there, and they play the course. When he was alive, H.W. Bush, 41, would fish out there, and his fishing pole is still on top of his locker. He would play real quick, sometimes nine holes, and then grab his fishing rod and head out to the pond near holes 3 and 4 and go to work with the fishing rod.
He loved fishing. The director of golf, where he would play all the time, he and President Bush would go out after golf or without golf and just spend hours and hours and hours fishing. There's a wonderful book about that. Brian Hulbert, founding editor, GolfLasVegasNow.com. You can find him or at LasVegasGolfInsider.com, or you can follow him at LVGolfInsider on Twitter. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I really appreciate it, and you sound make me sound pretty impressive. I'm not sure I deserve it, but definitely thanks for having me on, and we look forward to seeing everybody in Hawaii and Las Vegas, whether it's Shadow Creek. There's a lot of other great golf courses in Las Vegas, so check them out and come on and play golf in Las Vegas. The courses are opened up. They're all practicing the COVID protocols and the social distancing, so when it gets a little safer for everybody, we look forward to seeing everybody.
Awesome. Awesome. And you'll have to be back on the show. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back, find out what's happening. Century Tournament of Champions. You know, it's getting closer and closer. January 6th through the 10th. That's only 81 days from now. Yeah, Alex Urban's going to be back with us, director, executive director, Century Tournament of Champions, from the city and county of Honolulu. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
I'm really good, and you sound great.
Now, Thank you.
The Century Tournament of Champions, I went to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com this morning to find out how many days away the Century Tournament of Champions is, because it's always noted up there, right, on the website.
It is. And it is. It's a constant reminder.
A constant reminder, except today it wasn't on there. And it didn't say how many days it was away. And I started getting a little bit, you know, like, what's going on? And then I read, because coronavirus reduced the number of tournaments, all 30 of the final players in the PGA Tour Championship qualified to be at Kapalua. That's not what I read. What I read was, the health and safety of everyone associated with the Century Tournament of Champions remains our number one priority, and as such, our goal is to deliver a 2021 tournament experience that follows all necessary health and safety protocols. Once 2021 plans are finalized, this information will be made available on CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Thank you for your patience and your continued support of the Century Tournament of Champions. That was under ticket sales. So tell us what's happening.
Yeah, no, I think that that pretty much says it all. Where I think there'll be some, you know, any news from us on that front will be here in the very near future. Where we're still working through plans, and as you can imagine, I think we've talked about this before. It's just, you know, how challenging and different the planning has been for this year, given all the protocols and things that we're working through, both on the PGA Tour side and on the governmental side. But you know, we're excited and still angling towards a great event in January, and it's exciting to have the you know, the return of tourism with the pre-testing protocol this week on the island.
Yes,
and we're steaming ahead.
Oh, good. Okay, it was just like I couldn't buy tickets, so I was disappointed. But the bubble is going to be pretty strict, isn't it?
Yeah. So the PGA Tour, since its return in June, the bubble, so to speak, that the players have been operating under, it's been very successful. So I don't think anyone believes that that's going to be, you know, gone by the time we get to January. So we're planning on continuing that tradition, that successful tradition that the tour has started of hosting successful tour events. And, you know, any changes to any of those protocols, both on that side of things and on tickets and pro-ams, that sort of thing, you know, you'll hear from us very soon on that.
Okay. And would the players come on a chartered flight possibly to reduce their exposure?
Possibly. You know, we're still far enough out that those plans are, you know, they're just all still in flux. And, you know, there's still a few big events to happen in between now and our event, including the Masters next month.
Including the Masters, and Tiger Woods is the defending champion.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It seems like a million years ago that he won that, didn't it?
Yes. I think it's been a year and a half.
I know. Wild.
Wild, it is indeed. So just, are the charities going to be selling tickets, assuming at some point we find out that there will be people, spectators allowed on property? Will that plan that you've always had that's worked so well, where the charity sells the tickets and keeps the money, they don't send anything to you, to increase ticket sales, will that be in place?
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. We love that program. We love to do it. You know, we love anything that involves giving back to the community here. And the last year was our second highest year on record at $459,000 given to Maui charities. So we're very proud of that. Anything as it relates to ticket sales and that sort of thing is still being finalized. So any of that information, just like our tab on our website says, will be announced at a later date.
Yes. Okay, and
I will say our local charitable partners will absolutely continue to be supported by the tournament. I want to make sure that's on the record, because that there, to me, that's the most important thing we do from the tournament, and so we're very excited to continue to be able to work with those partners.
And that's exactly where I was going to next, because I know Century is so generous that you mentioned in an earlier show that they will still give to the charities. It's not like there's not going to be any money coming in. So many charities have to do everything they can to figure out innovative virtual ways, and it doesn't bring in the sums of money that they depend on if you hold three fundraisers a year. And
sure.
You're right. So it's like a bloodline. to make sure that they're, you know, the infusion and that they can do the work that they need to do. And I think Century is very committed to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're extremely committed to that. When they came on board, their stated goal, and I think it's a really cool stated goal, was to have a year-round impact in the community. So for a company that's based in Wisconsin, it would be very easy for them, like some title sponsors of other tournaments that are, you know, out of market, to basically show up for a 1 week a year, and it's great, and they do give back, but it's really a 1 week a year commitment. For them, it's a 52-week per year commitment, and it's a year-round commitment to the charities here. And I think you see that in that they send their company leadership out for our, you know, in a normal year for our charitable announcement, and they support. I mean, they gave $200,000 to the Maui United Way in the wake of COVID this year, additionally on top of what the tournament generated. And so I think what you're seeing is just a really it's you know, put your money where your mouth is. It's very easy to have platitudes and to say things like that, but to actually put those plans into action and show that you mean business when you're talking about community support is a lot more important. And they are, you know, we couldn't ask for a better partner in that sense.
I completely understand. And the scholarship program that they started up in the first year of being the sponsor, that was a huge commitment right there. Will that continue?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that came out of, I know that the leadership from Century a couple of years ago sat down with Mayor Victorino right after he was elected. And there was basically a discussion about where the needs in the community were. And one of those needs was in keeping smart students, Maui-born students and Hawaiian-born students, on the island to help continue to improve the community here and improve the economy and that sort of thing. And so really the whole impetus and the design of that scholarship program is to keep those students here on the island or here, you know, in the University of Hawaii system so that they come back to Maui and, you know, make a difference in the community. And so, yes, of course, that will continue.
That's wonderful. So when will you be back on the show so we can talk about when things start to get finalized, we can spread the word?
Well, whenever you'll have me, Danielle. You know I love coming on.
Yes, I just want to make sure that, you know, okay, we can, will you give me like a little birdie will come chirp in my ear and say, Danielle, this would be a good time because I've got some news? How about that?
Absolutely. And I think it'll be, like I said, in the very near future. Obviously, you know, we're less than 90 days from the tournament. So we're getting down to it. And you know, like everything it feels like in the world right now, it's not going to look and feel exactly the same, and some things will change. But, you know, the great thing about this tournament is that, you know, it's a lot bigger than those specific details. And the, you know, the Tournament of Champions and the name, you know, what it stands for and what it does both for the community and also its position within the PGA Tour calendar as a premier event and as the kickoff to the calendar year. That of course will remain unchanged.
Awesome. And that of course is a big thank you to Century. And thank you, Alex Urban, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions on the beautiful island of Maui at Kapalua on the plantation course. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back. We're going to take a trip. We're going to take a trip with none other than David Wood, author of Round the World in 80 Rounds. He's host of Have Clubs Will Travel. It's a video travel series at morningread.com. And speaking of morningread.com, Brian Hulbert has written a very nice piece about Shadow Creek. And you can go check that out at morningread.com so you can see all about Shadow Creek on that website. Really good. Okay, we're going to come back with David Wood after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him right in right now. David Wood, author, Round the World in 80 Rounds, and host Have Clubs Will Travel, is on Morning Read. He's got a golf travel video series, Have Clubs Will Travel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And let's go back. We're going to go traveling because while you mention, and we'll talk about this more in detail, that more people are traveling by car on the mainland, which is kind of like the old days when flying was too expensive. You got the kids in the car, packed your sleeping bags, and went across country. Or if you had a little bit more money, you got yourself one of those really cool little things that you could pull behind you, right? Or if you had a little bit more money, you had one of those really super duper ones that you could, drive, and then just the kids were in the back there sleeping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So now they're traveling. We don't have that luxury. Like, we'd love to drive to Maui, but there's just no bridge. So we're not doing much. So we're vicariously going to go around the world in 80 rounds, but we're just going to go to maybe some of the more. And my girlfriend is from Australia, and I've heard that Royal Melbourne is one of the, so many PGA Tour players and players in all the tours say, and the golf writers, the guys who cover architecture, and Royal Melbourne, it's like you've got to go there. It's like the holy grail of the sand belt and of sand-based golf courses. Are they exaggerating?
Go ahead, sorry.
Are they exaggerating?
No, it's fantastic. Well, it's an Alistair McKenzie golf course. And so, when you play Alistair McKenzie golf courses like Cypress Point or, I've never played Augusta, but of course I've seen it a million times on TV, or Royal Melbourne, there's just something so unique about Alistair McKenzie designed golf courses. He was a camouflage expert in the British Army, and he used those skills to build golf courses. And Royal Melbourne, when I went around the world, I took a trip, a year-long trip, from the southernmost golf course on Earth to the northernmost. And I tried to play, mostly public golf. And Royal Melbourne is private, but I called up. And usually places would just let me play, right? I would call them up, say, I'm doing this crazy trip around the world, I'm in your country. And they would, they were thrilled to have me. And that was one of the few times I ever paid. But it was funny, I went in the clubhouse and, I was traveling light because I'm going around the world for a year. and I had on my little ankle socks, you know, my little golf socks. And, I was well tired, but they took out a ruler, and they measured my socks, and I barely made it. So I barely was in the height requirement of my socks.
What was the height requirement? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, but I had these socks that came up over my ankle. You know, it wasn't like the low one.
Right.
But it was so funny. The guy had a ruler. I guess, I wasn't the first one. But the golf course, I mean, you know, when you play a McKenzie golf course, just the bunkers, you know, they're so well-defined and sharp. And, you know, when you play his golf courses, they're just so memorable. You know, and after what McKenzie did is in the 20s and, he just went and went around the world. He built golf courses all, you know, in South America and New Zealand and Australia, like Royal Melbourne. And basically, if you paid him $1,000, he'd build you a golf course.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a thrill to play Royal Melbourne. And then when I watched the President's Cup there, of course, you know, it's so fun to watch the pros play on courses that that you've played as well. So it's really a cool thing. But yeah, I highly recommend playing Royal Melbourne and Melbourne in general. I love the city. It's probably the most diverse city in Australia, and I just loved it. A sporting city. There's all kind of sports going on. Great golf, of course. You know, like the Sam Belt courses there. It's just wondrous.
Wondrous. I love it. Okay, so that's not a bad plane ride for us. We're just here, just catch a little plane ride down. We'll just
you're in that neck of the woods,
right?
Yeah, just hop a little, a little hopper, just go down to.
Or if we go on the less expensive, we can just kind of get out a little boat,
right?
Row our boat on down to Australia, a little bit further. Durban Country Club in South Africa. What kind of course is that?
Same kind of thing. It's just a beautiful, sharply defined golf course with incredible bunkers. And again, it was a private course, but a lot of courses in South Africa are private, but they're so blessed with golf. You know, when I was in that area in Durban, which is on the east coast of South Africa, I played a course close to Durban Country Club called Wild Coast Golf Club. And I was out there by myself in the middle of the week playing, just having the time of my life. I shot a 39 on the front, which is great for me. And, and nobody wants to hear about somebody playing well. But I was having so much fun. And I at the turn, I wanted to celebrate, and I went in to get a grilled ham and cheese sandwich, and then go play the back and see if I could keep playing well. And so I went up, I got my sandwich, and I set it down on a bench, and I was putting my wallet back in my golf bag, and I heard this swoosh, and I look, and my sandwich is gone, and I look up, a monkey had come out, had swooped down, had grabbed my sandwich, had taken the tinfoil, threw the tinfoil at me, and was sitting there munching my sandwich up in the tree.
Was he smiling at you?
He was, and he had cheese. He had the cheese, melted cheese, all over his teeth. And so he was not only took my sandwich, he was mocking me.
We have mongoose who steal sandwiches, but that doesn't even come close. They run away and hide. But to have something just kind of goes, ha, 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 I got your sandwich. Right.
Right. It was brilliant. I mean, I was so upset. I think I shot about 55 on the back. But anyway, it was a great story to write about in my book.
No kidding.
Well.
Oh, now see, these stories and many, many more are from David Wood, author of Round the World in 80 Rounds. Also, we're staying in South Africa. Now, are these sand courses fan court links? Is that a...
Yeah, they tend to be that kind of thing. Fan court links, even though it's a links course, they had that famous President's Cup there where Ernie Els and Tiger battled.
Oh, yes.
And which was one of the great, one of the great President's Cups of all time. Sam, they say, a lot of courses use links in their title, and it's not a links per se, you know what I mean, in that you have to carry the ball. There's some water hazards in front of the greens. But, again, it's just a, you know, a marvelous golf course, as you find all throughout South Africa. I played this course called, just outside of Cape Town, called Covelli. And, you know, not a famous course. People haven't heard of it. And I played this golf course, and I saw it was ranked number 36 in South Africa. And I thought, man, there's 35 golf courses better than this. You know what I mean? It's just so many great golf courses in South Africa.
Well, I have to confess that when I saw as a youngster a picture of Durban, I was like, I have to go there one day. I have to go to Durban one day. It's at least years ago, it was absolutely picturesque on the ocean, and just it looks spectacular. So now we're going to go from South Africa. We've been to Australia, and we're going to just take a little hop, skip, and a jump and hit China in Spring City.
Well, yeah, China was fascinating to visit and play golf. I got invited. I was playing at Mission Hills in Shenzhen, which is the largest golf resort in the world. You know, they've got an amazing number of courses. And I was playing. I happened to be playing with a really great golf photographer named Patrick Lim. And he said, are you going to Spring City? And I'd never even heard of Spring City. And he said, I said, I don't think so. And he goes, he pulled out his phone. He called him. He goes, yes, you are. They're expecting you tomorrow.
Wow.
So next thing I know, I'm on a plane, flew to Kunming. And it's called Spring City because in Kunming, they have spring weather, in essence, all year round. And they have these two incredible golf courses at Spring City, a Robert Trent Jones Jr. design and a Jack Nicklaus design. And I could have stayed there forever. It was so fantastic. And, you know, in China, of course, it's taken the golf in a big way. But, yeah, it was just wondrous golf.
Now, many years ago, there was a big argument in China about whether it was okay to build golf courses. And they were getting all very upset with the golf war. So has that changed?
It's changed. It's changed a little bit. And once it became an Olympic sport, you know, and then some of these countries really took to it. And you're seeing that in India and other countries as well, where it's becoming a much bigger sport and not quite so much for rich people. When you go around the world, you know, a lot of these times I play these golf courses by myself because the golf courses are built for money people.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's, you know, I think when I was in India, I played the only public course in India, which was in Delhi, which was wasn't the greatest course, but it was really fun. But but I think it's changed a little bit in that. And also you see some of the there's many Chinese golf stars now, you know, men and women, and so it's becoming more prevalent and not quite just for the wealthy. It became kind of a stigma, you know, where these wealthy, you know, fat cats are out there playing golf and they get their picture in the paper and all of a sudden there was a backlash. So, you know, golf is always better when it's inclusive. And that's why in my travels, for the most part, you know, I try to play public golf. I want to play golf on courses where idiots like me play, you know, so that's what I tend to look for if possible.
That's wonderful. This is David Wood, author of Round the World in 80 Rounds. But in addition to his book, which you have to get, do you have pictures in your book, too?
I do. I have pictures in there. And it was a wild trip. It's funny. I had a lot more pictures, but I played a course in Chile called the Arica Golf Course, which is the driest course on earth. They've had no rain in recorded history. And I had this little digital camera. I was out there taking pictures, and somehow, you know, it's so sandy that I got sand in my camera.
Oh,
so I lost some pictures.
You know,
but I do have some great pictures in the book.
That's good. That's good because all of this comes to life then. Did you ever play the little course in Afghanistan? I remember.
No.
Beg your pardon?
No, I haven't, but I would love. I mean, I love stuff like that. You know, stuff that's, you know, where there's a little danger involved.
Exactly.
With getting there.
Yes, not only getting there, but just playing there. But, you know, this. I remember this guy. I should follow up on this story because, I mean, he was desperately trying to hold his little golf course together. And, you know, they had to hit off the mats and all this different stuff and kind of take your mat with you wherever you went. Very primitive, but his enthusiasm for the game was just infectious. It was wonderful. So as I was saying, there's this wonderful book, Round the World in 80 Rounds by David Wood, and he has his ongoing golf travel series on the Morning Read. Okay, so it's morningread.com, and it's Have Clubs Will Travel. His next episode... It's not fair, David. You played Royal Dornoch?
Oh, yeah, which is one of my favorites. The episode is now live on the website. It'll be out in the Morning Reads Where to Golf Next e-newsletter that goes out next Tuesday. So if your audience wants, just go to themorningread.com. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter. And they've got all kinds of stuff at the Morning Read, all kinds of podcasts and various things and instruction. But my show, Half Clubs Will Travel, I just feature places that I like. You know, I mean, I did one on Kauai, and this episode this week I did was on Royal Dornoch, which is, you know, probably, I think it is the northernmost championship golf course in the world. And, you know, they've been playing golf at Dornoch since the 1600s, you know, since 1616. And then old Tom Morris from St. Andrews, he got around pretty good. You got to give him credit for the late 1800s. And he designed the original, he was the original design of the, in essence, what became the more modern course at Royal Dornoch. And it's just joyous golf. They have this brilliant yellow gorse that is just so mesmerizing. And it just pops with color. And then you have the Firth there, the Dornoch Firth, and it just can't be a better place, you know, to play golf. And it's very pure golf, very, you know, very straightforward, very elegant. And I think it's, you know, top 10 in the world. You know, it finally got its due in the past 25 years or so, as Dornoch became easier to get to and became more widely known. But I could play golf at Royal Dornoch forever.
Okay, so Royal Dornoch is going to be coming up next, this coming week, but you could also probably find those, you know, very difficult courses that, you know, you had to bear it up and grin playing, like a Winged Foot and Chambers Bay and Bally Bunyan, you know, really rough life you've got there, David.
Well, no, I'm going to be eating cat food in my 70s because I will have spent all my money on playing golf.
But
at least I'll have these memories.
A lot of pictures.
Well, you know, I always loved Seve, right? When I loved Seve, in the 80s. And so I would, anytime they had, it started to be golf around the world on television, and if Seve was playing, I had to find him, right? And they used to show the old British Open on ABC. And I would see these golf courses, and they just look so different. You know, these British Open golf courses. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to play that kind of golf. And then once I went to St. Andrews, I first went to St. Andrews in 1991, and that was my first bout with Lynx Golf, just playing all around St. Andrews and North Berwick, which I love. And once you play that kind of golf, it just gets in your blood, and you just want to play golf like that because it's so imaginative, right? I mean, you can play the shot along the ground or in the air. It's like whatever your imagination can conjure. And I love to walk. You know, it's very walking prevalent. And it's just so wonderful. And if you go to these small towns in Ireland or Scotland, you know, golf is just part of the fabric of the society. And often the golf clubhouse, particularly in the little towns, I mean, that's like a community center. And it's often the best restaurant in town. And that kind of golf, it just makes my heart sing.
Yes. I was just thinking of someone I have to have back on the show because his golf club in Ireland is exactly that. It is a community center where everybody goes. And, you know, when their golfer won the Open, it was the massive party of the town. I mean, the whole town came out, you know. It was it was a parade, and it was a party in the clubhouse, and it was just everything. Before we, you know, wrap it up, because you've got to come back. We haven't finished all 80 rounds of your book, you know. You realize that.
I know. Hey, I'll come back whenever you want. I love your show, and I love seeing all the great guests you have on the line. When you post on social media, I go, wow, I can't believe I'm on the same show as these people. So,
okay.
Fantastic.
And thank you. And you know, we're hurting just a little bit. Some golf courses have closed. You know, when Lessor gave up on, of all places, Ko'olau Golf Club, and they're looking at Volcano Course closed, and they're looking for people to take over. But look at what the Dominican Republic is doing to get people to come and play golf there, offering free travel medical insurance.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, like these, you know, it's kind of similar to Hawaii in a bit. I mean, you know, it really relies on tourists and trying to get people there. And so they had a new government come in, a new regime just came in the last couple of months, and very progressive. They just said, before you had to bring a doctor's note that you didn't have a coronavirus, and they stopped that because that people just didn't want to do it, right, even though they should. And they came up with this thing where they're giving free travel insurance and medical insurance for if should you contact COVID while you're there, just to ease people's minds. So you're seeing around the world that you know, they're starting, countries are starting to do this and be more progressive about doing some things to make it easier for people to travel. And, you know, it's a great time, you know, with next year coming. I mean, we got to get through this year and begin into next year, but it's a nice time to start thinking about some of these bucket list courses that you want to play when things open up, because it's going to be a little bit easier to play and maybe a little, you know, not so expensive.
Maybe.
So, you know, it's just do your research, you know, and you know, give it a go. So I'm looking forward to getting back to traveling, too. I really want to get out there and, you know, just bat it around the world.
This is the guy who's telling us that his next show is going to be La Hinch, and this show is Roald Dahrnok. So next show when you're back on, we'll continue Around the World in 80 Rounds, your book. We'll continue watching on Morning Read, Have Clubs, Will Travel. And next time, planning the bucket list golf trips. That will be on our menu, okay?
I love it. Thank you.
This is David Wood, author Around the World in 80 Rounds, host Have Clubs Will Travel. You'll find him morningread.com. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Samantha Marks, content and marketing manager, University of Arkansas Razorback. She'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com. For more information, call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring her in, Samantha Marks, gorgeous content and marketing manager, University of Arkansas, a Razorback standout. You may know her from Golf Channel, where she was on the editorial staff. Welcome into the clubhouse, Samantha Marks.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. I was just talking. You may have heard David Wood, right? And he's got this great book, Around the World in 80 Rounds, and he was just over at Durban Country Club in South Africa. Well, not just. But as he went in, he was, of course, traveling very light, as you probably know about traveling all over the place, and you don't carry everything with you. And he walked in, and he was ready for his round. He was going to put him in the... They brought out a ruler... They brought out a ruler to measure how far above his ankle his socks went.
No so, way.
Way. And
this is getting ridiculous.
Well, I think that's one of those really old golf courses. But, you know, clothing and golf, it's been so staid. You know, you must wear certain things or we're not going to let you play. But if we want youngsters, and tell us some of the stories that have been going on about clothing. Let's see, hoodies, black socks. What's up?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what was up with all these people. But we've got, somebody got kicked out of a country club for wearing black socks the other day. He's in the digital world as well here in, actually think he's in Australia, now that I say that, in Sydney. We've got people up in arms about Tyrell Hatton's hoodie on the golf course, which it's not even like a, if he was wearing like a crappy hoodie with holes in it or something, I could maybe understand. But this is like a nice Polo Ralph Lauren, like RXL hoodie.
So yes.
It was just funny that, that's, you know, what people are choosing to be mad about. I think that we've maybe been inside for a little bit too long and people are getting a little stir crazy and just getting mad at anything that they can. So it's ridiculous. I played a public course here, Winter Park 9. I'm sure you've heard of it. And I went out there yesterday in a t-shirt and Lululemon leggings and tennis shoes. And I had a great 9 holes of golf with friends. So that's the way we're going to bring more people into the game. And that's what I'm here for. So,
you know, but something tells me that when you went with your t-shirt and your leggings, that you looked fabulous.
I did. It was a PGA National t-shirt, some standard black leggings and some Nike high tops. I looked just fine.
Yeah.
And I wasn't bothering anybody.
Yeah. And I mean, what I've noticed is that the people who are wearing casual clothes, as casual air quotes, is that the casual clothes are expensive casual clothes and they look terrific. And it's, you know, and why not? I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I think.
No, you're absolutely right. Like I said, it's not as if, you know, we're going out there in some disrespectful graphic t-shirt or like an old t-shirt with a 5K logo on it or something. You know, like these, we're wearing nice stuff and it's athletic wear. Golf is a sport. Do I think, you know, if I was going to roll up to Augusta National, I was going to be wearing joggers and a t-shirt? Maybe not, but there's a time and a place. And when it's a casual round, I think people need to loosen up a little bit and find something actual, like there's actual world problems to be mad about right now. So
yeah.
Maybe they should read up on those.
Yeah, see what's really going on in the world. Speaking of Augusta National, we only have, like, what is it, 26 days to the Masters. You were there to cover Tiger Woods winning the Masters?
I was not, but I love that you thought that I was.
Oh, when you, yeah, okay.
So my team, so I used to work for Golf Channel, and my team, we all worked remotely, so we just worked from home. But we were all in the office during the Masters because it was, you know, big week. We all wanted to kind of be cohesive, better communication if we're like in the office rather than chatting over computers. So it was really cool though to be in the Golf Channel headquarters in the newsroom with everyone who was watching, you know, Tiger basically come back. And it was my first Masters that I'd covered with Golf Channel, and it was just really fun to kind of see everyone breathe this kind of sigh of relief that Tiger, you know, had finally made it back and he was able to compete like that again. And the days after it were crazy. Then the content wise, you know, just going through every single facet of ways we could write different angles about his win. But it was so much fun. I haven't been to Augusta since 2012. I was ironically actually supposed to go this year. I had tickets. And then it got postponed, and now they're not allowing fans. So we're hopeful that that we'll get to go next year. But it was a really fun time covering Tiger's win. Kind of surreal because I did grow up like idolizing him and watching him as a junior golfer, and he went through that, you know, rough patch when I was in high school and college, and then to see him kind of come full circle was really awesome.
Yes, well, when I said you were there, okay, you weren't in, on Augusta National, you weren't in the press room there, but you were in the moment of it all. You were, you know,
yep.
It would be hard to be in that mass of humanity at the Tour Championship. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Following him, that was seeing pictures of that. Seeing the video of that. The people just. It's hard to describe it. He's like the Pied Piper, and all these people are just swarming down the mountain to follow him. I think Rory even stepped away. It was almost overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's almost like weird to look at that now. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine seeing that many people in one place right now. So I think that's the weirdest part to me is I'll see like, flashbacks or photos online. And I'm like, wow, that seems so far from reality right now. So it's pretty weird. I did cry when Tiger won the Tour Championship. I remember exactly where I was. I was at my friend's house, and she had a watch party, and we were drinking wine and eating a cheese board, and I started crying when he walked up the 18th hole.
Well, I don't blame you because, you know, there were so many, as you said, you know, is he or isn't he? Will he or won't he?
Yeah.
And is this the end? It's got to come soon. If he doesn't do it now, blah, 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 you know, and there he was. Yeah, covering professional golf as in marketing and content, watching it come back during COVID-19, starts and stops and everything. What do you think? What are your impressions?
Yeah, so I was actually at the Players Championship when we kind of all had this weird feeling that, you know, wasn't going to make it all 4 days. I live in Orlando, Florida, so it was just up the road in Jacksonville at TPC, and I was there, you know, just walking around with some friends, and we noticed that, you know, these news alerts start to come in of more and more things closing, more and more things shutting down, and we just didn't really know how Monahan and the PGA Tour was going to address it, and ultimately, you know, they ended up cutting it short, and that was kind of the start of the PGA Tour shutdown for the coronavirus, and then Bay Hill was like the last event that was fully played, which was also here in Orlando. So it was definitely weird working in golf content specifically when there was no golf.
Yeah.
We were really scraping the bottom of the barrel there for content for the first few weeks. And I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of players went to social media and started posting more about their daily lives, about what they were doing, about working out, about their kids, their family, their, you know, their quarantine, what they were doing and stuff. And so that's kind of what we relied on there for a little while, was like, oh, Steph Curry hit a trick shot off his front door. Like, it, I mean, yeah, like it wasn't entertaining at all, but like you have to have something on the website. You know what I mean? Yes. So,
but in
it
a way,
was like a little bit.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
In a way, it was entertaining. In a way, it was, we got into them, not just athletes, as people.
Exactly. And I do think that that's one very, very positive thing that came from COVID-19 for athletes and for content creators and for fans, is the vulnerability that we saw from some of these players on social media. And granted, they didn't have anything else to do, so it was a good time for them to pick up their phones and start, you know, letting us in a little bit more. And I think that that's one thing that I really appreciated about the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour specifically. Other sports did it as well, but when these players, the PGA Tour players, they don't have a team, they don't have, you know, a franchise that they're behind, it's just them. So we got to see, you know, a little bit more of an inside look when, like, Phil Mickelson started to post that stuff at the beginning of quarantine, the funny things, and then other people kind of started to take after that. So I think that's a really big positive that came from all of this, if there is one. And then I also think that PGA Tour did a fantastic job with whatever they were doing on a week-to-week basis to try to prevent the spread of this, because you can imagine that over, you know, probably about 300, 400, 500 people on site at any given event, just essential people between players, caddies, staff, and like scorekeepers and stuff like that, the people who have to be there. It really is very impressive that we didn't see the numbers that other leagues are seeing. And the PGA Tour was the first one to come back. So it's really impressive the way that they've handled it. And I think everybody in golf, I haven't seen anybody say otherwise. So I think it was really cool the way that it all went down with them.
It's been wonderful. And speaking of social media, I want to talk to why do you think golf and golfers at the highest level, like Phil Mickelson, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, they use Twitter? Why?
Mm-hmm. So I actually started using Twitter more when I started a Golf Channel, because it's a conversation. Instagram, you know, you're posting something and maybe you'll reply to a comment or two, but it's more so like, hey, look at this. And then you kind of close out and forget about it. But Twitter, it's more so engaging. It's a conversation. Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, they'll all get on there and reply to people, whether it's good or bad. And, you know, they want to engage in that conversation and show that, you know, hey, we're people too. Anybody can get on an Instagram feed and post a photo of me and my boyfriend for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want people to know on Twitter that it's them. These are their thoughts. This is what we're talking about. You've got people like Max Homa, Eddie Pepperell. Those guys, I mean, have made a following and made fans for themselves solely on Twitter. And that's kind of what I did. I hadn't had any presence in the social media space before I started tweeting dumb stuff. And then I realized, oh, people actually feel the same way about this kind of stuff. That's crazy. And then, you know, it kind of transpired like that. But I would say that that's why, because it's more of a conversation and it's more relatable content, rather than Instagram is more like a highlight reel, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And it's in the moment. It's in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Samantha Marks, content and marketing manager. I must get in touch with you about some questions I have about my show and marketing. University of Arkansas Razorback. You probably know her, as she mentioned, from Golf Channel, but she qualified for the 2012 U.S. Women's Open at Black Wolf Run with a hole-in-one on Wednesday, played the NWA Championship Walmart LPGA while in college as an amateur, not as a professional. Thank you so much. You'll have to be on the show again.
I'm down, Danielle, anytime.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
This is Samantha Marks. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Ron Syrak standing by after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture is scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, the award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, author of the Vision 54 Trilogy. I've got to do the rundown, because if you're going to get a book, get one of these. Play your best golf now, the game before the game, and every shot must have a purpose. That one's in eight languages, if you're more comfortable in another other than English. Ron, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. We've got the U.S. Women's Open coming up. Is that weird or what?
Yeah, we're heading down the home stretch. The LPGA's got 13 tournaments in the books, five more to go. And, yeah, the U.S. Women's Open is going to be in Houston in December, the middle of December. Odd time of the year for a lot of reasons. And, you know, one of the things that's going to be interesting is there's not much daylight that time of the year. It's going to be past, certainly past daylight savings time and past those long summer days. So there's going to be fewer players in the field. And for the first time, they're going to use two golf courses to for those first two rounds to try to get everybody around before the cut.
Which courses are those?
A Champions Club in Houston, and there's two courses there, so they're going to use them both.
That's a great idea, because, as you say, with no light, it'd be impossible to get, how many, 140?
I don't think they have in them. I think it's going to be more like 120 this year, 124. I know next week's tournament in Georgia, the Drive-On Championship at Reynolds Lake, they're going to have 108 players in. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what the Masters does this year. I mean, they have a small field, but they're playing after daylight saving time is over and in Georgia. And they're going to have, there'll be challenges. Let's put it this way. They're not going to be able to push that Sunday finish into East Coast primetime TV the way they like to. You know, it's going to be ending probably more like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Well, you bring up the Masters, 26 days to Tiger Woods defending. That's bizarre.
It's so weird. And this is the longest. I think it'll be 17 months between. So he's going to be the longest. Well, except for the break during World War II, he'll have been the longest reigning champion. But then whoever wins this year's Masters will be the shortest serving Masters champion, because we'll be right back in 6 months, less than 6 months for the next Masters.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Are you traveling to the Masters?
I am going to. That'll be the first. I haven't been off Cape Cod since the middle of February, and so I'm going to go to the Masters, and I'm going to drive down. It's a short little 1,000-mile jaunt, but to go. But this will be my 31st Masters, and I wouldn't miss it. So.
Oh no, I didn't imagine you would. And what kind of are you taking this? Is that the scenic route, or are you just going to be freewaying it?
Well, I'm going to take the. I have the option. There's a western route. Interstate 81 goes down through the Shenandoah Mountains and the Shenandoah Valley. And that's pretty nice. And I'm gonna do that's the inland route, and that's the route I'm gonna take.
That sounds beautiful. Absolutely. And do you have several days planned for this one?
I'm gonna do it in 2 days. I'm gonna stay over one night halfway down, and then finish it up the next day.
It sounds fantastic.
It won't be too bad. And you know, it's the degree of trust that I have that Augusta National Golf Club has both the resources and the intent to do everything the right way is off the charts. You know, I mean, I know that I arrive on Saturday. On Sunday morning, I'll be tested before I'll be allowed on property on Monday. And that's what they're going to do with everybody who gets on property.
And will there be more than one test, or is it one test and you're in?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just know that before I can get on property on Monday, I got to be tested on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they are having a few more media people than, the PGA Championship in San Francisco had only like 25 media on site. I covered that virtually by Zoom. This one, they're going to have probably triple that number of people there. As I said, Augusta's got the resources to do things really, 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 really the right way.
Are you in the new clubhouse or the old?
We're in the new media center there, the new press center, which is it's remarkable. When I first started going to the Masters in the 80s, the press center was a Quonset hut, literally a Quonset hut. Then they built the media center that you saw when you were there some years back, and now they've got a new one that is unbelievable. It's got its own restaurant in it. It's got a locker room. It is what you would think that they would do.
Yes. We mentioned the U.S. Women's Open is coming up, and it's going to be in Houston. But last week we had the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, and it is really one of the best of all of the majors. I don't want to say it's the best because there's so many great ones, but just the way they bring the women together for the meetings that they have. To inspire women to thrive, did they do that this year, or did they have to stop that?
No, they had the empowering women's they call it the leadership forum before the tournament. You know, it wasn't as expansive as in the past in the sense of the number of people who could participate in it. But it was there, and you're absolutely right. What KPMG, the PGA of America, and the LPGA have really worked together brilliantly to elevate this event. When they changed what was the LPGA Championship, started in 1955, when they changed that to the Women's PGA Championship, there were a lot of players, veteran players, who were not happy to lose that name, LPGA Championship. But I think to a woman now that they would all say that what has happened to this event, the way it's been elevated in terms of network TV exposure on NBC on the weekends, the quality of the golf courses that they've played, the prize money has increased 92% since this partnership has been in there. Everything about it has been a win-win-win situation.
Yeah, Aronimink, a spectacular golf course. I saw one photo, Ron, and I thought if anyone might know, there's photos of the golf course. I think two holes are coming together, and there's this little house. Maybe it's a big house. Yeah. Did you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I was at that golf course. I've been there once, I guess, in 2010. The PGA Tour played there. And as you might remember, 2010 was the year that Tiger Woods returned to tour from his troubles, his scandal situation. Yes. And my job that year was to go every place Tiger Woods went. And so I was there that week for that tournament. And Justin Rose won it. It's a remarkable golf course in horse country in southeastern Pennsylvania, about 20 miles outside Philadelphia, and old Donald Ross design, and just one of those magnificent hidden gems. And you know, they've played at Westchester and Sahali and Olympia Fields and Kemper Lakes, and coming up they got Atlanta Athletic Club and Baltusrol. The quality of the venues, and part of what the PGA is wants to do is to take the women's PGA to courses that the viewers are familiar from having seen the men play on. And in that way, it really, I think, elevates the respect for the women's game.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with the PGA of America more. It does. And to you know, I saw this, you know, looking at NB Park was a runner-up.
Yeah.
You know, NB Park was a runner-up on fantastic greens. The greens were spectacular. Siyoung Kim capturing her first major title. She played brilliantly.
Yeah, I thought early in the day that NB was going to win it because it looks like she's putting the way she putted 5 years ago. And she is, from 2013 through 2015, there were three seasons in there when NB Park hit only two kinds of putts. They either went in or they almost went in. You know, she just was a brilliant putter. But Sae Young held up absolutely brilliantly. She went into that tournament with, she had the most wins, 10, of any active LPGA player who had not won a major championship. So she was lugging around that burden of being known as the best player without a major, the way Mickelson dragged it around for so many years, and Sergio Garcia and Lee Westwood and Colin Montgomery never got it off their back.
And Ricky Fowler.
She finally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And she finally, she just played brilliantly well on the weekend. Made 13 birdies, I believe, on the weekend on a very, very tough golf course.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be her only major. Sae Young's only 27 years old. She's now got 11 wins, a major championship, and we're going to see more from her.
Any particular reason about the red on Sunday? Does she always wear red on Sunday? Somebody mentioned, you know.
She wears the red pants on Sunday as a little homage to Tiger Woods.
Oh, she does.
To Tiger's red shirt. Yeah.
Oh, that's marvelous. That's marvelous. And Brooks Henderson was playing very well, but she just—I think the putter was failing her.
Yeah, you know, she and that is the key club for her. She is just a brilliant driver of the golf ball and a fearless driver of the golf ball. She hits driver on holes when most players are afraid to hit driver. But it's all a question for her of how well her putter is going to behave. And, she's somebody, it's hard to believe that she's as young as she is, because she's got 9 wins in a major championship and she's 22 years old. You know, we're seeing a game that's still developing. She's going to get better.
You know, that's a wonderful thing. Yeah. So we've got coming up next week, the LPGA Drive On Championship in Reynolds Lake. That's in Georgia. On November 19th, there's kind of a little bit of a break there. Pelican Women's Championship presented by DX Imaging, or is it Dex Imaging? I'm not familiar with the sponsor, but thank you so much. And then Volunteers of America Classic at the Colony in Texas on the 3rd. Were you going to tell us what the correct pronunciation is?
Of Dex?
Yes, Dex.
All I have to do is type it. All I have to remember is that when I type DEX, it's all uppercase.
Okay. Dex.
You know, the drive on, I'm glad you brought up the drive on. The drive on, LPGA started the drive on as a marketing campaign last year, and they've used it to tell the stories of of diversity and determination among its players, and they've used it brilliantly that way. But this year, they've also used it as an absolutely crucial bridge to bring the tour back. The drive-on championship at Inverness Club in Toledo was the first tournament back after the COVID break, five-month COVID break. And what they did is that Mike Wan, the commissioner, worked with some of the sponsors whose events were canceled and got them to put up some money. So to essentially provide a payday for his players, you know, they need that opportunity. And now Drive On 2, which is going to be this coming week, Reynolds Lake in Georgia, is going to serve as a crucial bridge. As you said, it's the only tournament for the next month. You know, they play next week and then they're off till the week before Thanksgiving. So again, it provides that crucial a chance to get the competitive reps in out there and to not have too long of a break, but also a chance to get a payday in there. Let's not forget, the LPGA, both as a tour and as players, don't have the same financial safety net underneath them that PGA Tour players have. The women are still playing for one-fifth the prize money that the men play for. So for the fact that Mike Wan and his team have been able to get in 18 tournaments this year, on this disrupted schedule, I think is rather remarkable. And you know, Indy Park right now has won over $900,000. She might win $1 million this year, which in such a truncated season,
wow,
is a remarkable achievement.
That is a remarkable achievement, and everything wraps up with the CME Group Tour Championship, and that's on December 17th. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, thank you so much for joining us right after your game.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to talking to you down the road, Dave.
Thank you very much. Me too. Looking forward to talking with you, Ron. Okay, we need to thank the people who make this show possible. Is it really time to cut the lawn again? Well, new from Honda, there's the 22-inch, make that 21, I just made it larger, rear bagger mulcher mower. No fertilizer and less water is necessary and a whole lot less sweat. Now, normally this is a $470 device. Yes. It is now $325. Okay. And they've got the most high-tech generator. It's that CO2 sensor, the EU2200G, and that's only $1,099. Keeps the lights on and your family and pets safe. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. And remember, they've got the moving sale, so you've got to go now. All right, Bayview Golf Course. Thank you, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf. They've got the double-deck driving range with the top tracer on each station open now, socially distanced. It's a covered range, so it doesn't matter what the weather is. You can get out of the sun. You can get out of the rain. On course, there are fewer tee times for social distancing. But challenge your friends in the virtual mode on, you know, the top tracer. It's so much fun. It's all at Bayview. You don't have to be a great player. Go to BayviewHawaii.com or call 247-0451, extension 1. I've spent a lot of time at Bayview. Rainer Overhead Door, now hiring installation professional. Hey, people, if you know somebody who's looking for a job, they will train. Okay, you have to have some mechanical ability. You don't have to be a dynamo in that department. They will train you. 676-3667. That's 676-3667. Spread the word. See the latest in garage door design because, you know, you can spruce up the house if it hasn't sold, you know, and you want to maybe increase the asking price, HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. Or just turn your carport into an enclosed garage. 676-3667. And you know what? What's worse than living with constant pain, no matter where it's in your back, maybe it's in your hip, you just can't play anymore? Well, you go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Just call 452-1379 now. Of course, they're not open right now, but write this down, 452-1379, 452-1379. 1379. Get an appointment. Go to Hawaii Pain and Spine. You can find out everything there at any time you want to. All right, you can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. We are podcasts. So let's say you'd like to hear the show again. You just click on it, doesn't cost anything. And then you can fast forward it. It's an MP3 on the website or on SoundCloud, or you can go to any of the podcast places that you go to. It doesn't matter, you know, iHeart, any of them, iTunes, any of them. Just go and find it, The Golf Club. Sometimes they take the all out and it's Golf Club Radio Show. I want to thank you for your mana. Thank you for listening, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.